STPLE analysis. The acronym STPLE is used to describe the focus of an analysis of an organization's external or macro environment. The term macro environment is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the environment external to a business, including technological, economic, natural, and regulatory forces that marketing efforts cannot control. An important part of identifying drivers for change is to scan the market. It is vital for the organization to acquire up-to-date information on what should be driving the transformation and how to set priorities. A scan of the external environment can use tools such as a STPLE analysis to ensure various categories of change drivers are explicitly considered, as shown in Exhibit 1-13. STPLE stands for sociocultural, or social, technological, economic, environmental, political, legal/regulatory, and ethical. A very similar tool is a PESL, or PESTEL, analysis, which has all the same categories except ethical. These tools are often used to help create a SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, analysis. For example, a market scan can review specific countries' exchange rates, volumes of e-commerce, trade lanes, and much more. A scan of the market and industry initiatives can also reveal what is relevant to customer requirements and expectations, so that the transformation process can avoid over-engineering low-priority areas. After analysis, the organization will consider some of these areas to be internal strengths or weaknesses, and some will be considered external opportunities or threats. This will guide what capabilities need to be improved and how the physical network needs to change to be competitive. Exhibit 1-13, STPLE analysis. These factors are the assumptions or givens that a strategy must consider. The organization cannot change this reality, so it must adapt itself to it. However, not every STPLE event in the external environment is relevant. The organization focuses on environmental factors that are strategically relevant, elements likely to have a big impact on the organization and its strategy. Some environmental forces are danger signs that may redirect strategic planning. Some are risks or uncertain conditions that the strategy must plan to address. Others represent opportunities that the strategy could capture. Sociocultural factors. This dimension includes data about demographics, values, and preferences. Demographic data include information such as age and gender distribution in a population, the geographic distribution of population, for example, urban versus rural, education level, disease rates, and the birth rate. Values and preferences capture information about a population's behaviors and priorities, for example, a desire to improve one's condition through education, or a growing interest in certain types of food or recreational activities. This dimension can affect a retailer's decision about expanding into sales of age-related products such as children's clothing or interest-related products such as fitness equipment. A healthcare business may focus on therapies to benefit an aging population. Technological factors. Technological factors include identifying emerging and speculative technologies that can have a significant impact on society and commerce. The internet changed culture in an exponential fashion. What impact will AI have? A technological scan also considers the scope and strength of support for research. Technology can reinvigorate a declining industry, for example, robotics in automotive manufacturing, or create entirely new ones, for example, cell phone manufacture and services. Technology can also disrupt some businesses, for example, physical retailers continue to lose sales to online retailers. These businesses will need to adapt, or they will face a sharply smaller future. Economic factors. The economic conditions of an area can be read through indicators such as the gross domestic product, employment levels, family or disposable incomes, and interest or currency exchange rates. Economic conditions include trends, such as inflation or deflation. The significance of economic data can vary for different organizations. During an economic slowdown, for example, consumers may not feel confident enough to buy new cars. This may be bad news for car manufacturers. However, rideshare services, used cars, auto parts, and repair service businesses may see growth. Environmental factors. The interest in sustainable practices underscores the importance of this dimension. Environmental forces include natural events and trends, such as the depletion of certain resources, changes in weather, severe storms, or droughts. This dimension also includes reactions to these events and trends, increases in insurance rates, changes in agricultural practices or energy production methods, or increased popularity of energy-saving equipment among consumers. technological forces can demand change in an organization's operations. For example, the need to develop alternatives for scarce resources, but may also create strategic opportunities. For example, sensors to detect water or energy loss in a facility. Political factors. Political factors refer to an economy's political, governmental, or institutional environment. Political could include attitudes towards certain topics that may present themselves in public policies. It could describe a government's level of willingness to become involved in an issue, for example, to end a labor strike. The political dimension can also consider the stability of the government and its institutions and the role of influence or corruption on official actions. For example, a nonprofit relief organization must consider the attitude of a government toward the presence of relief organizations in the country, the risks of a sudden change in government or a period of unrest, and the need to cultivate influence with key people in order to operate there. Legal and regulatory factors. This dimension relates to the laws and regulations enacted as a result of political attitudes. Case study. Let's consider the case of the motorcycle manufacturer. Leaders will be alert to possible changes in regulations that affect engine emissions or engine fuel efficiency. These will directly affect the company's products. Some products may need to be redesigned, but others may already comply with the new regulations and will offer a competitive advantage. The organization may also need to comply with new environmental regulations, which will require redirecting capital resources from expansion plans. Ethical factors. Ethical factors include business ethics, good governance, ethical sourcing, social responsibility, external and internal pressure for socially responsible working conditions, moral standards, accountability, and sustainability. Consider ethical sourcing. It has become increasingly important to consumers and regulators that materials are sourced in an ethical manner. For example, some areas that mine for important and protected materials, diamonds, rare metals used in electronics manufacture, are subject to armed conflict and human rights abuses. STPLE example. The shipbuilding industry is particularly complex in terms of its external environment. A recent STPLE analysis summarized significant observations for the shipbuilding organization's leaders. These factors are shown in Exhibit 1-14. Exhibit 1-14. Shipbuilders STPLE analysis.